This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn and for Kate Archer Kent. And evictions are on the rise in Wisconsin. So what resources are available for families who find themselves facing the real threat of homelessness? What policies could be implemented to help prevent the threat of evictions in the first place? We'd appreciate your comments, questions. 800-642-1234 to join the show. 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Our guest, Megan Meachin, Executive Director of the Community Action Coalition of South Central Wisconsin. And Megan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
Also joining us, Hannah Renfro, Executive Director of the Tenant Resource Center in Madison. Hannah, welcome to you.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, Megan, I'll start with you. At the end of January, the Wisconsin Eviction Data Project reported nearly 28,000, more than 28,000 eviction filings across the state in 2023. That's up more than 2,300 eviction filings than the year prior. During the first 2 months of this year, state courts received an estimated 5,000 eviction filings, and that's up 300 cases from the same period a year ago. So, Megan, from the perspective of the Community Action Coalition of South Central Wisconsin, what are the big reasons we're seeing the rise in these evictions?
That's a great question. I think it has a lot to do with the increasing costs of rent. And I think also that it has to do with ending of programs of assistance that were happening during COVID, where individuals who were having to choose between paying the higher costs of rent and food could gather that assistance in the community a lot easier than they can today. A lot of the programs that were implemented during the hard times of COVID have ended, and households still are in need because incomes are not meeting the needs of renters throughout the state of Wisconsin.
And Hannah, what about the perspective of the Tenant Resource Center in Madison? What are some of the reasons we're seeing the rise in evictions today?
Really, some of the same reasons that Megan mentioned: increased rent, also just continued increased cost of living for so many families. Groceries are very expensive for all of us. Childcare expenses. There's still so many lingering increased costs of living from COVID that everyone is trying to manage. And in Dane County, about 50% of renters are already what's called cost burning, meaning they spend more than 30% of their income on rent. So if you have to take a week off work, you're falling behind so easily on rent, much less if the rent is increasing.
And you said that it's about 50% are cost burdened with rent
in the Madison metro area. Yes.
Hannah, what about the federal moratorium on evictions, which expired more than a few years ago now? This moratorium explain some of the trajectory of evictions we see today?
Not necessarily. I mean, we have because that expired quite a while ago now, and we have had in Dane County a really robust rental assistance program that's been available to tenants. We have a rental assistance program that is available for tenants who have an eviction filing in Dane County right now. But that moratorium has expired long enough ago now that it's not really having so much an effect anymore.
We're talking about rising eviction cases with Megan Meachin at the Community Action Coalition of South Central Wisconsin and Hannah Renfro at the Tenant Resource Center in Madison. We invite you with your questions or comments to join our conversation. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. And Megan, the Community Action Coalition of South Central Wisconsin helps families facing eviction, but are you able to keep up with the pace of need?
Absolutely not. That's a great question. We actually assist households in Dane, Jefferson, and Waukesha counties. We have a bunch of different programs, but I will state that not one program fits every family. Each household that we serve individually comes with needs, and we're lucky enough that we have wonderful partners like United Way, the Predilin Foundation, and these types of community partners who are out willing to assist and allow us to provide case management and what we call prevention assistance, where we can step into a household who may be having an emergency and we're able to assist with rental assistance so that they can maintain their housing. It costs a lot less to keep somebody in their housing than it does to evict them and then have those households try to find new housing. What really happens with our programs, on average, we are exceeding the numbers we should be serving. There's never going to be enough with what we're seeing in the rental market right now.
Hannah Renfro, from the Tenant Resource Center in Madison, last May, the Dane County Coronavirus Rental Program stopped accepting applications as federal funding ran low. What sort of legal assistance to renters and landlords have you continued to provide to head off evictions in your community?
Yeah, thanks for that question. They ended the program, the CORE program, as we're calling it in Dane County. But the Tenant Resource Center, we still have federal emergency aid funds for tenants who have an eviction filing. So we are averaging $250,000, roughly a week in rental and utility assistance to households in Dane County. So we still have those funds available for income and otherwise eligible tenants. So we really encourage anyone who has an eviction filing to come in Dane County to come see us in our office as soon as they get that filing so that we can find out ways that we can help them.
Hannah, when do Wisconsin state laws allow landlords to evict tenants? What are the rules there?
Well, it's a very nuanced question. So it really depends on the situation. But tenants can be, as far as non-payment of rent is concerned, as soon as there is any non-payment of the full amount of rent, a tenant may receive a termination notice, frequently called like a 5-day notice, depending on lots of other circumstances. And if the tenant does not pay that rent during that period of time, then a landlord, again, depending on the situation, could file an eviction at that point and then go through the court process. But a tenant cannot be evicted from their home unless a judge orders that. They have to go through the court process. So a landlord cannot just change the locks. The landlord cannot engage in like a self-help eviction. They have to go through the court process in order to evict a tenant.
Megan Meachin, what's this court process like and how long can that take? What's it like for the tenant and how long can it take?
I think that's actually a great question for Hannah. Hannah and I actually worked together on the CORE program. Community Action Coalition was able to distribute over $30 million just alone in the city of Madison to help prevent evictions. The partnership that we were able to experience during CORE was very essential. We worked together with Tenant Resource Center. We helped households who were still maintaining their housing. Any household that was going through eviction or faced with eviction was then turned over to our partners at Tenant Resource Center, who helped them through that type of process.
What's that legal process like, Hannah?
Yeah, so a landlord has to file and serve the tenant with the summons and complaint. We find that frequently tenants don't know about that initial hearing. And a part of that is that there are in Dane County, those initial hearings are virtual. And so we notify, in addition to being served those papers, but Tenant Resource Center, we contact every single person with an eviction filing to let them know that they have a filing. This is something that we have been doing for many years to let them know that they have a filing. And give them information about how they can appear for that hearing or that trial.
How
And
often
we
does it come as a surprise to them that they're facing? I mean, is this when you contact them, do they know or do they find out through you sometimes?
there are a lot of households who are surprised by it. And this can happen because the tenant has moved and the landlord didn't realize that they had moved. This happens. We have seen several cases where somebody is they're in the hospital when this ha filing happens, and the whole eviction process happens, and they didn't even realize it. We've had several households where the person they are incarcerated. So we do a lot of work again, like with, as Megan mentioned, so many partners in the organizations that are do in the community that are doing really amazing work. But we really try to get in touch with whoever, a caseworker, somebody who is and connected with a household when we can't reach them directly, so that they know that this filing is happening, so that they can try to appear. And if they weren't able to appear, providing them with information about how they could possibly reopen the case. And in those situations, we also partner with four legal organizations. And we provide funding to those legal organizations so that they can represent tenants free of charge. And those are situations where we may try to get the tenant represented by an attorney who could help them.
That's Hannah Renfro, Executive Director of the Tenant Resource Center in Madison. Also joining us, Megan Meachin, Executive Director of the Community Action Coalition of South Central Wisconsin. We invite you to the conversation as well for our State Capitol Report this hour at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Megan, we've talked a lot so far about the intervention that can take place to help prevent people who are facing evictions, to help prevent homelessness. But what about prevention of ever getting that far? What sort of policies can help nip this in the bud so you don't have to deal with eviction notices, so tenants aren't facing the possibility of homelessness? What can be done to prevent all this?
That's a great question. I truly, honestly think it comes down to funds and case management and partners working together. I think that landlords have the right. They run a business. It's understandable that they need to also pay their bills. But what it comes down to is we do have these households who need assistance. And we have community partners who can effectively go in and help with such things as paying that prevention assistance, also providing landlord-tenant mediation services. I think that there also are a lot of households that are doubled up right now, in a sense where one or two households are sharing a typical two-bedroom unit just because they need to be able to afford those. There's a lot of talk around needing to make sure that households or units that are set aside for 30% income households, basically low-income households, need to be set aside for those households so that they have access to housing that they can actually truly afford in the community.
Megan Meachin, Executive Director of the Community Action Coalition of South Central Wisconsin, also joining us. Hannah Renfro, Executive Director of the Tenant Resource Center in Madison. And you are invited as well at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You're listening to the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn on the Ideas Network. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn. We're talking about the growth in evictions across Wisconsin, the resources available to renters, and the policies that could prevent evictions and keep families in their homes. Our guests, Megan Meachin, Executive Director of the Community Action Coalition of South Central Wisconsin, and Hannah Renfro, Executive Director of the Tenant Resource Center in Madison. Your questions and comments always welcome here in The Morning, 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Hannah Renfro, how frequently do eviction filings result in a judge ordering a tenant to leave a property? The eviction notice is one thing, but the forced eviction is another. How common is it?
We see in Dane County default judgments. I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but we have about 200 out of the 200 in over about 2,500 filings. And these can happen for a variety of reasons. A default judgment is about 95% of the judgments are default judgments. And that's the result of a tenant not being present at one of the hearings that they have scheduled. So that is the primary reason that we see judgments occur in Dane County. And that can be the reasons that we talked about frequently. What we see is somebody does not know about their hearing. And if a case is set over and there are multiple hearings, every single time there is a hearing scheduled, and if somebody has difficulty coming to that hearing, there is a risk at that point of there being a default judgment. So we really emphasize at the Tenant Resource Center, we have staff who are in contact, as I said earlier, with every single person who has a filing, and even on the day of the eviction court hearings, which are held on Tuesday and Wednesdays in Dane County. We have staff who are calling, texting, sometimes going to somebody's house to make sure that they know that they have a hearing scheduled, what time it is, and how they can log in. And folks can also come to our office. We have an eviction court room where tenants can come to our office. We can help them log on to Zoom so that they are able to attend their hearing.
What about the landlords in this equation? Hannah, from your perspective, where do the laws fall when it comes to this relationship between landlords and tenants? And who gets the benefit of the doubt here as you see it?
Well, I mean, Wisconsin is very much a landlord-friendly state. Several years ago, many of the local landlord-tenant laws were preempted by state law, saying that, you know, local governments could not enact their own landlord-tenant laws. So it's definitely weighs in favor of the landlords policy-wise, but then it's also just the power imbalance itself. So a tenant who has a filing or a question about their lease or a complaint, their housing is at risk. So there's just an inherent power imbalance. One of the things that we had that has been really an important part of our eviction diversion and defense partnership program that started in COVID is providing tenants with legal representation to try to balance that, to try to weigh on the tenant side that power imbalance. So we have, I think our last reporting was about 25% of tenants were represented in eviction court as opposed to maybe 1% prior to this partnership existing.
Wow. Megan Meachin, once you have an eviction judgment on your record, what does that mean when it comes time to trying to find another place to rent or an apartment? How difficult is it?
Yeah, it becomes very difficult. In fact, typically with what we're looking at with the housing inventory and renter inventory within the three communities and counties that we serve, is that we found that landlords have a lot of opportunities to pick and choose who they want to rent to. If you're coming to the door already with an eviction on your record, landlords are able to pull 1 to 15 other applications that don't possibly have an eviction on their record. Destabilizing the community, if we're able to assist with prevention and actually keep somebody in their unit, they need maybe 1 to 3 months of assistance with case management where they can determine that they are then stabilized in the community. Whereas trying to rehouse somebody or have them leave homelessness back into housing takes about an average of 6 to 12 months. You have to remember that you're not only talking about trying to find a unit, but you're trying to stabilize in a new community. Find those community efforts around you that are going to help you, whether it be the local school, whether it be where even the grocery store is, or store or transportation. There's a lot of issues that come up with trying to rehouse a household and stabilize them in their community.
That's Megan Meachin from the Community Action Coalition of South Central Wisconsin. Also joining us, Hannah Renfro from the Tenant Resource Center in Madison. And you're listening to the State Capitol Report on the morning show. Hannah, late last year, the Wisconsin Supreme Court reduced from 20 years to 2 years the amount of time most eviction records must be kept on state court websites. Does that limiting of access help renters at all as you see it?
Well, that Supreme Court rule is actually, it's not in effect yet.
Okay.
And there is some, there's not clarity at this point when it will be in effect. The other important piece of that is that that will apply only when there is not a money judgment, meaning that the tenant does not owe funds. So at this point, we don't know. I mean, that will definitely be a step in the right direction to help tenants. But we don't know how that is going to impact tenants yet.
It sounds like it may impact a very few, or at least not as many as you'd like to see in order to put a dent in the numbers of evictions in Wisconsin. Is that the expectation?
It's really difficult. Right now there are, when somebody has an eviction filing and it is dismissed, it stays on that person's record online for 2 years, and it doesn't matter the reason that it is dismissed. It'll stay on their record. If they have a judgment of eviction, it can be on there for 20 years. So that can change somebody's life for their entire life when that happens. If they have, as Megan talked about, trying to find new housing after that point. There are options that are available, particularly after a case has been dismissed, for tenants to motion the court to have their names redacted from CCAP, the online record. And we have seen our attorneys that are part of the our partnership here have done hundreds of those motions successfully for tenants to have their names redacted off of the record to help them find and sustain new housing.
Megan Meachin, I've got about a minute left here, but if there was one step Wisconsin could take towards lowering the number of eviction was in Wisconsin, what would it look like?
I will always push for more funding for these households. I will always push that households, just because they're at the brink of eviction, you don't understand what caused that eviction to happen. And they are typically choosing between having to pay essential bills or an emergency bill that came up. There's a high percentage of households that are right on the edge of eviction every month. And if we're able to create programs where we can walk in with assistance and financial assistance, not just case management, to prevent that eviction from happening, we will see a lot of stabilization in the communities.
Hannah, if we took one step forward towards lowering our eviction rate, what would it be?
Absolutely agree with Megan. What we see so much is that individuals who are in a housing crisis, they have a crisis in so many other areas in their life. And so providing that financial assistance tied with case management services to help in households, that would absolutely make an enormous difference.
Hannah and Megan, thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
Hannah Renfro, Executive Director of the Tenant Resource Center in Madison, and Megan Meachin is the Executive Director of the Community Action Coalition of South Central Wisconsin, taking a look at the rise in evictions across the state and what can be done about it. This has been the State Capitol Report. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent this morning, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.